The headline is 4.5 to 5% growth, but Beijing is signaling something more important, and you can see it in these key phrases. First, 内卷式竞争, or rat race competition. Analysts say it's a prominent concept, competition from zero-sum, low-price, and excessive work models, which the report says it will thoroughly address. It's a signal to businesses and local governments that long hours and intense competition without innovation leads to diminishing returns. Second, 制定全国统一大市场建设条例. Regulations will be drawn up on developing a unified national market. Lin Hanshen from the Asia Group says the mention of regulations makes it a significant elevation from just guidelines. So what does it mean in policy terms? It includes regulating local governments' economic promotion activities and better regulating tax breaks and government subsidies. This is about clearing bottlenecks in a domestic economy through rule setting. Another key term, 服务消费, or service consumption, Beijing will launch initiatives to upgrade services for the benefit of consumers. Lin says this strongly suggests that it has crossed into official policy category territory, which means a bigger focus on services like elderly care, childcare, healthcare, and tourism. And finally, the future bet, 人工智能加行动, or AI Plus initiative. The report explicitly names 具体智能, embodied AI, 6G技术, 6G technology, and calls for expanding large-scale commercial application of AI. Guo Shan of Hutong Research puts it this way. The most notable shift this year is arguably the renewed emphasis on reform. She added that China's growth target leaves room for structural adjustment and risk prevention. So in other words, this year isn't about accelerating growth at any cost, but rather about tightening the system.